This is Jim Inkster. Coming today on the show, we will talk about the Duck Dynasty fallout, the suspension of Phil Robertson by A&E, a show that has garnered as many as 14 million viewers per episode. The latest public official to come to the rescue of the Duck Dynasty crowd is Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden, who's running for governor. Governor Bobby Jindal last week defended Phil Robertson, saying that A&E had taken away Mr. Robertson's free speech rights. We will talk with John Dennison of the Forum for Equality about the homophobic remarks made by Phil Robertson, and also hear from Gene Mills, who heads Louisiana's Family Forum, about this controversy. Now the news on 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge. This is Jim Inkster. You are listening to 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge. 297-5633 is your number outside the area. 877-217-5757. And you may reach us by email at inkstershow@wrkf.org. 2 days before Christmas, and we're pleased to have as our guest John Dennison, the longtime anchorman from Monroe, who is involved with the Forum for Equality. This group has called out Duck Dynasty founder Phil Robertson for his homophobic remarks. Many public officials in Louisiana are falling all over themselves to defend Mr. Robertson. The latest is the Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden, who says the Duck Dynasty reality TV show is important to state tourism, and he could help connect the Robertson family with new producers if they cannot reach an agreement with the A&E network, which has suspended Phil Robertson for his remarks in GQ magazine. Good morning, John Dennison.
Good morning, Jim. Well, good to hear from you in Baton Rouge. Up here in Monroe, it's a little cold, a little gray, but I've got to believe the sun is shining behind those clouds somewhere.
There you go. I like your attitude.
You bet.
Well, are we being too hard on Mr. Robertson?
Well, I think we're being absolutely honest in our dismay over the very hurtful and insensitive language that he uses to describe people who live right here in his neighborhood. Who knows, maybe he has a lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender member in his family. He's got a pretty large family, and I'm sure he's got nieces and nephews and aunts and uncles. And my suggestion to you here in saying that is that he knows gay people. He knows people who are like me. But he is choosing to ignore our basic civil rights, our basic human rights, that we have just the same equal rights that he does. We want to be left alone and to enjoy being free in America without persecution. And he can say, I'm not judging, I'm just saying what the Bible says, but those are hateful words that he's taking in a literal sense. And he's using it in a very hurtful way, and that's where I have to stand up, not only for myself, but now as chair of Forum for Equality Foundation, I have to stand up for other people who are like me who don't have a voice and haven't had a voice for a number of years, although that, too, is changing because, fortunately, public attitudes are changing. More people see that we're just like they are. We want the same things they do.
Now, some would say, John, that his opinions are not unique to him, that this is something that really didn't come as a great surprise, and I'm sure those thoughts, unfortunately, are not exclusive to Mr. Robertson.
No, not at all. And I live somewhat in the minority, particularly in this part of Louisiana, which is more Bible Belt than Cajun country by any stretch of the map that you use. But what he does have is that people who maybe share that belief don't have is the national soapbox that he and his family have found themselves being paid very handsomely for. I find it a bit disingenuous that you're using religion when you have this ability to talk to a whole group of people in America and really around the world, too, simply because you're a reality cable television star. No one would pay any attention to Phil Robertson if he were just a guy making duck calls out of a warehouse in West Monroe. But these people own 20,000 acres of land. They have cultivated their brand and their image for a number of years now, and they're riding a crest of pop culture popularity. That, to me, sets him very much apart from just the average person with their average beliefs. And I don't mean that to discount anything by saying average. I'm just saying that he's definitely way in the public eye and is able to say things that have a lot of impact when he uses those kinds of words.
Now, you're a Christian.
I am. I attend Northminster Baptist Church here in Monroe. It's right across the bayou from my house, and have for close to the last 20 years. You know, my story is not very much different from Phil Robertson's. I, too, have had some challenges in my life, particularly a substance abuse challenge, and I'm grateful to say that I've been a sober man for more than 20 years now. And I know that Phil has struggled as well with substance abuse.
What about these
I choose to do, Jim, is I choose, and we choose our religion. First of all, I made it a point to say to Phil Robertson in my initial news release that he chose his religious beliefs. I was born the way that I am. I was born gay. My earliest memories are being attracted to people of the same sex. But I also choose my religious beliefs, and I choose to be a follower of Jesus, to love mercy, do justice, and walk humbly with my God. That is my mantra. It's that simple. And that's my choice. And that's the Associated Press quoted me today as saying that that my brand of Christianity is one that nobody else really wants to talk about right now. I don't mean it as a brand. It just means that that's what is part and parcel of me when I go to my church, is I want to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God.
Well, it's not just fundamentalist Christians who are backing Mr. Robertson. Bobby Jindal, a Roman Catholic, is backing him. Jay Darden, a man of the Jewish faith, is backing him. What about these politicians who are falling all over themselves defending this man?
Governor Jindal jumped right in and used the same, and it's a false argument. It's not borne out. He used the same argument that Sarah Palin did when he said that his First Amendment rights, Robertson's First Amendment rights, were being trampled upon. That is totally not true. And I'm a journalist. I'm not active day in and day out anymore, as I left television news about 2 years ago. I would never want to trample on anyone's First Amendment rights to utter and say their opinions and what they say, but words do have consequences. And not only do Phil Robertson's words have consequences for himself and for the people that he aims them at when he uses them, so do Bobby Jindal's. And Bobby Jindal used it as in my opinion, he used it as just a line to make a few good political lines, comparing Phil Robertson to Miley Cyrus. And, you know, he didn't add to the debate at all in a positive way. He just used it as maybe another campaign line, depending on what his future is. Jay Darden's in a little bit different position in that, of course, he's charged with tourism in Louisiana. He is also very closely aligned with our film industry in the state. And look, the Robertson Show, just like all of the other reality shows that are filmed here, are getting lucrative tax breaks, 30% tax breaks, by filming in Louisiana. These politicians have a financial interest in Phil Robertson. Let's just remember that.
297-5633 is your number, and we will go to the phone lines in short order with John Dennison, the chair of the Forum for Equality in Louisiana, and a longtime anchorman of great popularity in Monroe. AJ writes, at no time is a gay-bashing, racist, sexist, arrogant fool like this good for tourism, and this guy is not good for tourism. I get the show, and as long as the other members of the cast do not embarrass us, it should stay on without Mr. Robertson. I do know that we do not need tourist dollars so bad that we tolerate his hateful comments, nor do we wish others who espouse those values of intolerance come here for any reason. Now, the show is on hiatus until the middle of next month, and a network spokesman for A&E says that 9 of the 10 episodes for next year have been filmed, meaning Robertson is in those, and he will be on camera, and he's not needed until March. And I guess the question is, how long will this suspension be? And the fact that he's going to be featured prominently in the next 9 episodes, John, doesn't sound like he's going to be on the sidelines for very long.
No, and I will tell you that from the very moment I read his comments, it did not occur to me to ask A&E Networks to take any kind of punitive action against him. That wasn't my goal in speaking for myself and for Forum for Equality. Far be it from me to say what they should do. Now, obviously, they've taken some actions, and I don't want to comment about those actions in just a moment. But I didn't ask for any suspension. I didn't ask for any kind of punishment for Phil Robertson regarding his show. What I asked for, and I still am asking for today, and I hope that they will hear this, is that I'd like to... The Washita River is not so wide that Phil Robertson in West Monroe and John Dennison in Monroe, of two apparently very divergent religious backgrounds and views, we can't... The river is not so wide that we can't reach it and get together and try to find some common ground for equality and respect for all Louisianans.
297-5633, Eli in New Iberia. Eli, you're on the air with John Dennison.
Hi, Jim. I am a liberal Catholic. I have a gay family member, and I have a different opinion than Phil Robertson. But I have a question and then a comment. Have either you or your guest actually watched the show Duck Dynasty?
I actually watched it for the first time about 3 weeks ago while I was out of town with my partner. He was at a medical conference in Scottsdale, and he had come back from the conference that day, and we were watching TV in the room that evening, and I happened to find an episode of Duck Dynasty. So we actually watched a half hour. And I will tell you, for a reality show, as it's called, it's definitely not real. The Kay and Phil were trying to upsize into a larger house, and a realtor, someone I've never seen in these parts, showed them a house that was supposedly for sale. Well, I know for a fact it's a private residence here in Monroe. I believe it may be the largest private residence in Louisiana, and it's simply used as a backdrop in the show. What's real about that? I'll tell you what's real. What's real is that here's somebody trying to marginalize a whole bunch of people, not just me, not just lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, but he also had hurtful comments about African Americans in the GQ article, and he said other things before in the past. That's the reality here. And you ask, interesting, a liberal Catholic, and you said you had a gay member of your family?
Yes, I do. I have an uncle.
What was your point about whether we had seen the show?
Well, I mean, it just seems like most commentators who are commenting on this haven't actually watched the show. Somebody didn't get his name wrong. And my comment is, while I hold a different opinion than Phil Robertson, and some of his racial remarks were very ignorant, I read the article, and I didn't feel it was. He said it to be hurtful. He basically paraphrased passages of the Bible that I may not agree with in spirit, but if quoting from the Bible is now considered hateful speech, then I would suggest that those who are criticizing him, including yourself and Jim, perhaps the bigotry is not just on one side.
All right, John, you want to tackle that one?
Well, let me read you this quote, and I'll share with you my experience. The GQ writer asked, "What in your mind is sinful?" And Phil said, "Start with homosexual behavior and just morph out from there. Bestiality," and then I just stopped right there because now he's equating me being homosexual with people who seek out sex with animals. "Don't be deceived, neither the adulterers," and then he goes on to paraphrase Corinthians.
297-5633. We'll return with John Dennison chair of the Forum for Equality in 90 Seconds. This is Jim Inkster. You are listening to 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge, 877-217-5757, inkstershow@wrkf.org. We're talking about the fallout from the Duck Dynasty comments from the commander, Phil Robertson, resulting in his suspension by A&E. Lieutenant Governor Jay Darden is the latest public official to come to the defense of Mr. Robertson, saying that he will personally find a new distributor if the Robertson family wants to move the show from A&E to another network. Now, Charles Blow of the New York Times, who's a graduate of Grambling, in Saturday's New York Times, says, let me first say that Robertson has a constitutionally protected right to voice his opinion, and A&E has a corporate right to decide if his views are consistent with its corporate ethos. But no one has a constitutional right to a reality show. And he goes on cite Robertson's quotes about black people, saying, I never with my eyes saw the mistreatment of any black person, not once. Where we lived was all farmers. The blacks worked for the farmers. I hoed cotton with them. I'm with the blacks because we're white trash. We're going across the field. They're singing and happy. I never heard one of them, one black person, say, I tell you what, these doggone white people, not a word. Now, Robertson, as Blow notes, is 67 years old. He was born into the Jim Crow South. And Blow says, only a man blind and naive to the suffering of others could have existed there and not recognized that there was rampant culture of violence against blacks with incidents and signs, large and small, at every turn, on full display. Whether he personally saw impersonal treatment of them is irrelevant. John Dennison, it's a case in which Mr. Robertson has not only offended gay people, but he certainly offended African Americans. Your thoughts?
I read Charles Blow's very insightful commentary, and I think it's interesting that we haven't heard a huge outpouring or a very loud voice of criticism about these words from the African American community. Although I do know that the NAACP and the Human Rights Campaign, HRC is the national lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender rights group, they put out a joint statement last week. And I also found it interesting that Representative Marcus Hunter, an African American state house member from here in Monroe, reached out to Phil Robertson much in the same way I did and asked for a dialogue to begin, but did not take him to task over those kinds of words. Charles Blow is right. You know, Jim, my mother grew up in Louisiana. She just turned 95 this year. And I don't think people say, well, Phil Robertson's of a generation. Well, my mother was of a generation or two before Phil Robertson. She changed her mind about race. She changed her mind about gays and lesbians. And I'll tell you, if my mama can do it, anybody can. Because she saw a gay person unfold right in front of her eyes when I came out to her in my 20s and realized that I'm not any different than I was before I came out. I'm still her son, and she loves me even more now that I'm being genuine and true to what I was born. So my mother can change. Anybody can. Mother has on her refrigerator, had for years, a piece that my niece colored in that said, God didn't make any junk. That's my tagline for today. God didn't make any junk.
Charles on North Foster. Hello, Charles. You're on with John.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, John. Let me say I'm African-American. And, Jim, you mentioned Governor Dendo and Jay Darden. And you also mentioned the conservative Christians. And, I mean, you could have just said conservatives, period, with that particular group. I think we know where they stand on civil rights and diversity. And I think that they're just toeing the line in terms of what they've said before. So that's nothing new in the air. It's just same old dog and pony show as far as those folks are concerned. But I want to focus on A&E. And African-Americans have now realized what A&E does. What we're seeing with Mr. Robinson and his show is nothing different than we saw with Dog the Bounty Hunter and his racist comments about black people and how we don't do this with them and we don't do that with them. Let me tell you, It's not that we are not outraged or incensed. We are. It's just that we recognize this ignorance, and we're not going to respond to this ignorance. We're going to stop watching A&E, and we're going to do something if we can find some legislators, black legislators in Louisiana with backbones not made of jello, to challenge the tax breaks that shows like this get. A&E, I think, has a public responsibility that it is abandoned, and this is just the latest episode, and I'd like to hear your comments on that.
John?
Well, I hear you when you say legislators with backbone. I presume you're talking perhaps with what I just said with Representative Hunter. But let's speak specifically to A&E. I'm a bit torn on this, and here's why, because my views on A&E are evolving because I'm hearing criticism of the network from people like you who are reminding me that this isn't the first time that they aired a show that is stereotyped and it has marginalized people. Although I don't watch the network very often. It used to be arts and entertainment, and now it's just appealing to sort of a really wide and somewhat, it's just not appealing to arts and entertainment anymore. But the network did say, and I appreciate their stance on this, they did say in their comment that when they suspended him that they are longtime supporters of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community, and that apparently they took issue with the way that their own employees felt by these comments. Now, having said that, I applaud that, but I, too, am now concerned that they're producing shows using our tax dollars as tax breaks that are entertainment based on painting somebody as a stereotype or as offending stereotypes. And for that, I, too, would just as soon not turn on A&E.
Chico on corporate. Hello, Chico. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having such a great show.
Thank you.
Well, the previous caller I disagree with completely, and the caller before that I agree with. I'd like to ask your speaker why he feels I or anyone else who's a Christian does not have a right not to agree with homosexuality, and why I don't have to agree with liberal principles. It seems as if every time we do, we're the bad guy, yet you guys are the good guy. We have the right to believe that you guys are the bad guys. We have our right to believe in the Bible and to believe in specifics like homosexuality. How dare you tell me I can't believe in that? What's your response to that?
Well, for all my adult life, I've had people hold a Bible over my head and say, well, let's start with Leviticus, that homosexuality is an abomination. Well, there are a lot of abominations in Leviticus that I ask my really true evangelical Christian friends, are you following those as well? If you're going to hold me to a standard based on that verse in the Bible, what about you and, well, let's just pick a few. Are you wearing clothing of mixed cloth? Well, that is a sin in God's eyes. If you're a woman and you had a child, a female child, and you go back to church within 66 days, that's an abomination. So I ask, are you following those as well, or are you just singling me out because I'm the one that you can actually point to who's not yourself?
297-5633. I'll read a few emails. Colonel Henry Johnson says, does anybody see the irony in our governor's lack of action regarding the sinkhole in Assumption Parish for 8 months, yet all the Republican politicians led by Governor Jindal have dropped everything to take their stands for the duck man?
Now, you got to love Louisiana, Jim. We have very divergent political views, and we're certainly not afraid to share them. But that's a good comment.
Here's one from William saying A&E's First Amendment rights aren't getting enough mention. Robertson should be fired, and his it says furthermore, no immigrant would be given citizenship for voicing such bigoted views. That from William and. Let's see, I might get to another one here. It says, while GLAAD chose to create a firestorm over Robertson's details, this is from Steve Wenham, of what he considered sins in a appropriate sexual behavior. The NAACP seems to have largely stayed out of the quack quack thing. My guess is that they view his comments about African Americans happily toiling in the fields before the Civil Rights Act as clearly delusional and not worth attacking. Are we giving him too much attention?
I can't be the judge on that. These civil rights struggles, and what I'm specifically talking about my own civil rights struggle, and that for those around me. We are in an ever changing America right now, where the majority of people in every congressional district in the United States, including all of the districts here in Louisiana, now believe that there should not be discrimination in hiring or public accommodations for people who are LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. That means that even though Louisiana voters, a small minority of them, in 2006 voted in a ban on same-sex marriage, attitudes are changing, and they're changing very rapidly. Witness this year's Supreme Court rulings in the Prop 8 case and in DOMA. So this is a sea change that we are going through right now, and I can understand why some people are reluctant to be swept out to sea, because these are beliefs and these are prejudices that they've held all of their lives. But, you know, slowly but surely in the last week we've seen New Mexico, we've seen Utah be opened up to marriage equality. I mean, we've seen young students in a Catholic high school in Seattle stage a very visible protest against their school after the school fired the vice principal after he married his same-sex partner. I can't sit here and say, are we giving Phil Robertson too much attention? Well, he draws attention to himself. But I have every right to react and say, we're not taking this anymore. I've taken this all my adult life.
Michael and Gonzalez. Michael, you're on with John Dennison. Hi, Michael.
This isn't Michael. This is Chico. Why didn't
all right, all right, all right. JC, who's on the line? We only get one bite at the apple, Chico, but I appreciate you calling back. Can you lead me, JC, into the next caller, and we'll get Mr. Dennison to comment. This is Drew. Drew, where are you calling from?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Where are you calling from, Drew?
Nicholson, South Baton Rouge.
All right, Drew, you're on with John Dennison.
Well, I appreciate y'all taking my call, and I just want to call in and say that I enjoy the conversation you're having here today. My background is as a Christian who does believe in the Bible, but I wanted to call and say that, especially to Mr. Dennison, that I apologize for the way that Phil Robertson made his remarks, although I might agree with what he's specifically trying to go act after. I don't know if he tactfully said what he should have in a manner that was loving and gentle. I think that sin in general goes way beyond homosexuality. That's just one of the many sins, and myself as a heterosexual am deeply involved in sin, but the beautiful thing about Christianity, as you have lamented or remarked yourself, Mr. Dennison, is that Christ wants us to find our ultimate joy in him. And so I think what we're really talking about when it comes to the homosexuality is much more of a theological conversation than what we can just get from what A&E is trying to make a big publicity statement, as well as GQ.
All right. Do you want to respond to that, John?
Well, Phil Robertson's views on homosexuality were known even before this. I can date at least back to 2010. When a video went viral of a quote-quote sermon that he delivered up in Pennsylvania, and he used pretty much the same language to marginalize us then, again, lumping homosexuals in with, and, you know, you know.
JC, did we lose our guest? Okay. John, are you there? Okay, we've lost John temporarily, and we'll see if we can restore contact with him. Obviously, this story has gained momentum, and we will follow it as long as it goes. More than 1.7 million fans have liked an impromptu Facebook page titled Boycott A&E Until Phil Robertson Is Put Back on Duck Dynasty. This is something that is not unique to Louisiana, but we're right in the heart of our state, and this guy is one of the most famous members of Louisiana. And as we wrap it up with John Dennison, John, I'm sorry we lost you just as you were in full bloom, but your final thoughts on this controversy, at least final thoughts for today.
Reached out to issue my invitation to Phil Robertson and any member of his family and friends who would like to sit down with me, a successful, out, gay, Christian man, and my family, my partner, my extended family, my brother, my minister, whomever wants to come to the table. I'm not here to judge him, just to tell him that his words do have meaning, and they have very serious meaning for people like me. I want to take those words and let's see if we can find some common ground so that everybody in Louisiana, right up here in the bayous and along the Ouachita River, is treated with respect and honors everybody's right to exist and to be a good, equal partner of society here in our little burg.
Well, thank you for joining us today, John Dennison. Best of luck to you in the new year, and hopefully we'll have the pleasure and honor of talking with you frequently. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas, Jim. And we're joined now by Gene Mills, the man who heads Louisiana's Family Forum, who I believe is on a hunting trip in North Louisiana and is taking time out to join us. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, Jim. It's good to be with you this morning.
Good to hear your voice, and I'm sure you're not oblivious to the controversy involving the Duck Dynasty fallout. What is your take of this?
Well, it kind of has eclipsed Christmas in terms of gaining national attention, but it's also brought what I believe is a necessary conversation to the forefront, and that is, are we going to eliminate certain thoughts and ideals, whether they're personally religiously held or whether they're the practices of individuals? Are we going to have an open and honest conversation? And I think Phil has kind of forced the issue, and some people are very disappointed about that. A&E has certainly expressed its disappointment in Phil's comments and the manner in which they were communicated, but now we're having the conversation.
Did he go way too far? It's one thing to say, look, I don't believe homosexuality is a good thing, but it's another to equate it with bestiality.
No, if you read the comments, and I did, he may have said it somewhat less artfully than it should be said, and as one of your callers said earlier, than they may have said. But Phil's comments ought not bring or resonate as surprising to anyone. The scripture is very clear. He was asked the question, what is sin? And instead of giving a simple answer, say, for instance, like the Westminster Catechism, that it's any transgression against the law of God, or to cite a specific scripture like John 15, where it says all unrighteousness is sin, he began to list a laundry list or paraphrase 1 Corinthians. And he threw in other things to include homosexuality. I don't think he equated it to bestiality. He did list that as one of the prohibited acts.
Hang tight. We'll be back with Gene Mills. He's the executive director of the Louisiana Family Forum. 297-5633 is your number. This is Jim Inkster. You're listening to 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge. Gene Mills, the executive director of the Louisiana Family Forum, is with us in our final segment this hour, and he is responding to the controversy which has enveloped Duck Dynasty and Phil Robertson, the star of the show, the biggest star, who has been suspended, if you can call it a suspension. 9 issues are in the can, so his face and voice will be present for a while on A&E, but the network has suspended Mr. Robertson for remarks in GQ magazine in which he assailed homosexuals and said basically that black folks didn't have it so badly in the 1950s and 60s when he was growing up in North Louisiana. Gene, do you think the network took the right action?
I have a feeling the network's probably going to apologize for it's over with.
apologize for suspending him?
Well, I think that the kickback that he's getting nationally may affect their bottom line. I think Cracker Barrel took a jab at it, backed up from it. Look, I think at some points we've got to recognize that Scripture, and he was making a fumbled attempt at quoting Scripture, can be harsh. Some might even say it's an offense, and that many will stumble at the words that Scripture demands. And Phil was correct in making his assertion that we're all born as sinners. That shouldn't surprise anybody. He's never deviated from that position. The fact that he began an illustrative but not a comprehensive list of what constitutes sin, in my opinion, makes for and communicates the setup that he walked into. You know, it used to be in this country, we lived and let live. People were allowed to disagree, respect one another's belief, and allow them to live as they choose. Today, Phil Robinson is just another one in a long line of those who are castigated for their convictions. Reggie White faced it something similar in NFL sports commentation. Kerry Prejean did when she was goaded by a homosexual activist at a beauty pageant. Dan Cathy has been with Chick-fil-A. I think that something is emerging in America today where these moments are being set up by those to flush out this thought and then to reprimand that thought. I believe this was a setup from the beginning because somebody wanted to say to Phil, you can't think that. You can't believe that. And I think that's a tough sell, and I think it's going to backfire.
297-5633, Louisiana Family Forum Executive Director Gene Mills, who is siding with Phil Robertson. And you're coming at it from a scriptural perspective, certainly the Bible condemns a lot of things. Jesus condemned divorce. What if we held divorce people to the same kind of castigation that Mr. Robertson is holding homosexual people to? We never would have elected Ronald Reagan president. We wouldn't have elected Mike Foster governor. We wouldn't have elected Buddy Romer governor.
Jim, you belie your own presuppositions. In your opening dialogue, you said these were homophobic remarks. He didn't call for any action against anybody. He invited somebody onto his property on his own time to conduct an interview that he didn't have to conduct. And he was asked a candid question, and he was forthright enough to be honest about what he felt. Now, I agree, I wouldn't have said it that way. But you're going to tell me that Jesus was a homophobe when in Matthew 14 he said, have you not read that he made them from the beginning male and female, and for this cause shall a mother leave her father, or father leave their mother, and they cleave to their wife?
Okay, what did Jesus say about divorce, Gene?
He said it was not in his heart, but because of the hardness. He went on in that same verse to say it was granted unto Moses' law for the hardness of their heart. So he did create a hardness of the heart exception, which I don't happen to celebrate nor teach nor advocate for. But I will tell you this, selling the idea that Jesus was a homophobe is a big sell. And I don't think glad.
Did I say Jesus was a homophobe? I don't think I said Jesus was a homophobe.
No, they didn't. But when Phil Robertson attempted to quote Jesus' words, they said he was, and you did too. And I think that that's the difficult sell in this whole thing. That's not a conversation. That's as John said, if my mom can change, anybody can change. He's not saying that anybody can. He's saying everybody must. That's a big step. And that's where this kickback is coming from, because many people don't necessarily agree with Phil. They don't necessarily agree with how Phil said it. But they'll defend his right not only to believe it and to express it, but to practice it openly and with respect to the laws that say, hey, look, we're not calling for action or any kind of harm to come to somebody.
Doesn't A&E have the right to do this?
They do. They may regret exercising that right, just like Cracker Barrel did. And Jay Darden's got a right to step up. And, you know, John was asked the question whether or not we ought to go against the tax credits. I'm not opposed to that. I'm not in favor of corporate welfare. But I have a feeling that the reason he's not supportive of that, because 9 times out of 10, those tax credits are chasing the same idea that we're talking about today. And that is whether or not you can hold these religiously held convictions and or whether it's permissible to express them. they're trying to push these ideas to the same closet that they asked to come out of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an unfair request.
Well, do you go to see movies, Gene, like R-rated movies? Some of
those. I periodically see movies on television with a clear play TV that takes some of the junk out.
All right, but a lot of the films that are produced here in Louisiana are R-rated, that have sexually explicit scenes, a lot of violence.
Well, I tell you, I am no fan of corporate tax credits. I am a fan of the market deciding certain things and of laws that respect people's person and property. But I think we get into this thought police and we get into brave new territory that, frankly, I don't think America was founded on that, as diverse as we are. And as respectful as we need to be, I think that is better achieved through conversation, communication, and cooperation, as opposed to imposing, demonizing, and stigmatizing classes and categories of people.
Dan,
Phil Robertson.
Dan downtown. Dan, you're on the air with Gene Mills, the executive director of the Louisiana Family Forum. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Mr. Mills. Does the Louisiana Family Forum have a position on how right-thinking Catholics should react to the progressive ideas of Pope Francis?
That's another subject for another day. Appreciate the request.
297-5633. Andy in Prairieville. Andy, you're on the air with Gene Mills. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Jim. Look, first, I have to commend you for having both sides of the conversation. That's refreshing. First, let me say that I've read the whole GQ article, and you know, everybody has focused on that one quote, which, again, was probably not said well, but it was scripture. However, if you read the entire article, nowhere in there does he say that people did not have the right to exercise homosexuality or any of those sins. And, in fact, at the end of the article, he expressed the tenet of Christianity, which is to love everyone, share the gospel, and then allow God to deal with them. So there, it's a completely different issue. I think people are trying to make it out that he is demonizing and saying that we should take action against homosexuals, and that's the farthest from the truth. And that is a different issue. Certainly, everybody has the right to exercise those practices, but we as Christians have a right to believe that the Bible means what it says.
All right. Thank you, Andy, and I'm sure Gene Mills is nodding his head in agreement, and I think he's right that Mr. Robertson did not say to do anything harmful to gay people or to black people, but nonetheless, his views, according to some, might be
inartful.
Inartful.
Yeah. Scripture says in 1 Peter 2 that it is harsh, and it's an offense to some. But I'll tell you this, Webster tells us that tolerance is sympathy or indulgence for beliefs or practices that conflict with one's own.
Mm-hmm.
It's the act of allowing something or tolerating. Look, the silence-filled crowd is neither tolerant nor glad. They need a new core principle and a new name if this is how they're going to operate.
Frank McMaines writes that Corinthians are Paul's words, not those of Jesus.
Yeah, he was citing episodes from the Old Testament, and Christ did too, and it was repeated throughout Scripture that there was numerous recitations of Old Covenant and of the firsthand witness, not in the case of Paul, but in the case of the other disciples.
Mm-hmm.
Good observation, though.
Well, why should homosexuals be singled out for sin? Heterosexuals quite often do things that the Bible prohibits. Certainly sex outside of marriage.
He didn't create a comprehensive list because I don't think he can. In law, we don't do that. You talk about broad general principles. Scripture is not unlike law in that sense. It's a moral law. Those lists were not exhaustive lists of everything that constitutes sin.
Mm-hmm.
Phil did list, and Corinthians does list, heterosexual sin, sexual immorality of numerous sorts. So I'm not sure where the heightened focus upon one or two words out of context really does make it very difficult to have an intelligent conversation.
But it comes down to basic human rights and how people are treated. Would you hire a gay person, an openly gay person at the Louisiana Family Forum, Gene?
I will hire someone who takes a statement of faith and adheres to the scriptural mandates as best understood by modern Christian thought today.
Okay.
What we're watching emerge today is a new intolerance for Christian thought.
Right.
Those are being relegated, like I mentioned before, to the closet where their accusers demanded they be released from.
All right. Well, I
don't think that's reasonable.
I think you just answered the question. The answer is no. Would you hire a divorce person at the Louisiana Family Forum?
I have worked with and been employed with and on the same team of just about every major category of sin that you can imagine, because Christianity is populated by sinners.
So you think A&E is going to backtrack on this suspension of Phil Robertson? You said apologize for it. What is there to apologize for?
I think they went way too far. I don't think that's how you have a civil dialogue. You know, demagoguing an issue, demonizing an individual, and calling someone a bigot or a homophobic is not a desire to have a conversation. It's demagoguery. And look, Jim, those are the conditions I gave you when you called me in the duck blind, is that we have a civil dialogue. And when you do have a civil dialogue, you have the opportunity to understand different sides of an issue. And I think that's how it's supposed to be.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, and I respect your opinion, even though I don't agree with it. But that's what this is all about. For those who don't agree with you, Gene, do you hold us in contempt?
Absolutely not. I do believe that it's somewhat of an overstretch or oversell for GLAD spokesmen to say that Phil's lies fly in the face of what Christians and Louisianians believe. By that standard, tens of millions of faithful Christians are living a fraudulent life. I think what they called it was vile. That's just not fair. That's below the belt. And if that's what we're not focusing on, or at least putting a little light on, shame on us for not doing honest broadcasting and honest reporting. This was a setup. It was a setup like many others before, because some individuals believe Phil is an old redneck that can be called to task and embarrassed. And it's turning out to be an embarrassment that he has so many supporters, not necessarily because of what he said or how he said it, but because of his right to believe it.
What do you make of the remarks he made about black people?
I find it ironic that there's not a whole lot of outcry. Look, I understand where people in Louisiana who are coming from background like Phil's, who've been through any number of circumstances and the trials that they've gone through with alcoholism, with drug use, with a divided family, and that's pretty common in Louisiana. Unfortunately, it's far too common. And I think the fact that Phil speaks candidly and frankly, unlike a politician who backpedals and puts a finger in the wind, is probably something the public may not necessarily agree with him with, but they'll respect that he speaks so forthrightly. And I think his candor is commendable.
Well, yeah, I think this is something we can agree on. I think these politicians that are coming to his rescue, they're doing so because he's popular. If he were unpopular, they would be running away from him. In fact, they would be criticizing him.
I'm surprised by some of them who are rushing to his aid. But look, Phil, son, I had one old boy tell me, look, you got a guy that hadn't shaved in who knows how long, and he appears on the scene and he puts an issue before the public and hadn't had a real conversation, not a civil conversation, and he's forced the conversation. I think that can be a healthy thing.
Well, he also was responsible for electing Vance McAllister to Congress. So,
much to Neil Reiser's chagrin.
Yeah, and
the rest of our surprises.
There you go. Tanya writes, this is not a debate about homosexuality. No one is denying Phil Robertson his right to hold those views nor to express them. A&E has simply decided that Robertson does not embody a spirit of inclusiveness, which they allegedly embrace, and decided they did not want to be affiliated with him. My guess, I don't know that they're going to apologize, Gene, but my guess is that Mr. Robertson will be suspended probably for one episode, and then he will be back.
Perhaps.
Will he apologize, though? Will he?
I think he did. He came out and he said, look, I was misconstrued. He said, I'm not going to backpedal on what I believe, but I would never advocate harm or treat anybody any differently than I would like to be treated. And that's paraphrased, but I believe that was his effort at, hey, look, I'm trying to make this clear.
Well,
Andrew Sullivan said it well. He said, look, A&E can't handle much, and I don't agree with Andrew on a lot of things. A&E can't bear much reality. Is he being fired for being out of character? No, he was fired for staying in character, a character that they'd nurtured and promoted from the beginning and have benefited from. Look, they've made tens of millions of dollars off this guy.
And they'll probably make many more millions.
Probably so. I would agree that we need to work on our conversation. I think a word fitly spoken, as Scripture says in Proverbs, is like apples of gold and pitchers of silver. And we can say it better. But I would defend anybody's right to say, including those who oppose my views, their right to communicate it.
Well, Gene, we hope you have a Merry Christmas. Thank you for joining us in the Duck Blind.
Ditto. You too,
Take
Jim.
Care. Take care.
Enjoy it.
Bye. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Podcasts of The Jim Engster Show are available at WRKF.org. The Jim Engster Show is produced in association with the Louisiana Radio Network and is copyrighted by WRKF for the private use of its audience. Any other use of any portion of this program without the written consent of WRKF is prohibited. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of WRKF, its officers, and members.